What comes to mind when I say sowing and reaping? It's interesting to see if we first think of others or if we personalize it to ourselves. Today, we'll get personal, but first, let's give a shout out to Monica Topetti for leaving her 5-star review entitled A Voice Like Butter. It says, "Corey, where have you been all my life? With a voice like butter and soothing, spirit-filled wisdom, I could listen to you all day long. You don't have to be a mom of little ones to love this podcast and learn how to live a more simple, joy-filled life." Ah, Monica, thank you so much. Monica is a hormone expert, so check out the show notes for her podcast if you're ready to take responsibility for your hormones. For today, let's explore a 3-step process to get the provision that is available to you. Hey, hey, Mama. Welcome back to the Treasured Mama Podcast. I'm Corey Messer, a Kingdom Life Coach and Messy Mompreneur, and I want to know if you're like me. Have you ever felt like you've lost yourself in all the things? Or perhaps you just need some encouragement on this messy journey of authentic motherhood? In this space, we love sharing routines, rhythms, and real stories of real moms as we declutter our heads, our hearts, and our homes to discover clarity and confidence. If you're ready to gain clarity on who God designed you to be, create simple systems for a more peaceful household, and connect with other mamas doing the same, this podcast is right up your alley. My prayer is this episode will encourage you, so grab a drink, take a mommy moment, and listen in to today's goodness. Hey, Treasured Mama, Coach Corey here. We are diving into personal responsibility. In the previous episode, we talked about how we see our children and our perception of light versus darkness. And now we're going to bring that even closer to us as an individual by personalizing this. So let's dive in, starting with the Bible verse, Galatians chapter 6, verse 5. Feel free to pause this and get your Bible, girl. Get out your app. We're diving into scripture today. And it says, "For every man shall bear his own burden." Now, on the surface, I think this can almost be defeating if you don't know your Bible, or maybe you're simply new to the terminology in the Bible and you're not sure how to study some of these verses. So let's unpack it a little bit. This particular verse speaks to personal responsibility, hands down. Each of us carries a responsibility for our own actions as well as our own choices. And I think the tendency and the temptation is to give in to the flesh instead of dying to our flesh and to blame that on somebody else. In other words, we tend to deflect or defer the accountability to others for the choices we make and the actions that we take. So you can use this verse as motivation to be responsible, to know that we each bear our own load based on our choices, and we will face the consequences as a result of that. Often on this podcast, we will talk about partnership with God, but we also talk about stewardship. And I believe this is so closely related to stewardship. When we are responsible with the things God has entrusted us with, that is stewardship. How are you stewarding something? What are you doing with what God has given you in this moment? Because the Bible says, when we do well with a little, we can be entrusted with much. A great example of this is if my children make really good choices in 5 minutes of free time, I may entrust them with more. Perhaps next time they'll get 10 minutes of free time. And when we look in the Bible, we see the Bible emphasizes that we will give an account for our lives before God, our Creator. And you can find that in Romans chapter 14, verse 12. So being responsible in our actions and our decisions and our stewardship is absolutely crucial. You know, you may have also heard this law of sowing and reaping in the Bible. I believe it's Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. And it talks about this. It says, depending upon your translation, tell the righteous, it will be well with them, for they will enjoy the fruit of their deeds. So many people want the provision without the process that starts with his presence. So let's unpack that a little bit. Let's start with a story. You know, when I was a young girl, I remember really being drawn to the athletes in track and field. I just looked at them and they seemed so unencumbered. They seemed so free, and simultaneously, they seemed strong. They seemed fast. They had the ability to get from where they were to where they wanted to be. And of course, there was a team component, because track is one of those cool sports where you are competing as an individual, but there's also a team component where your entire team can win at the meet. Or perhaps you are on a relay team where you have four people working together in one race. And then, of course, there are the individual events. So for myself, when I was looking at those people and I was admiring them, I really, really became focused on this concept of community and contribution. I loved what I saw with a group of girls growing up together, supporting each other, working hard. But what I didn't do was the process that was required to achieve that. So in this example, the community is the provision. The process was trying out for the track team. And of course, it starts with God's presence to know that that is actually where he's calling you. Let's bring this into motherhood. I see so many moms that want a deep relationship with their children. And I see this in all stages of life. Because when your children are young, you want a relationship with them. It may even be tempting to be a friend before you are a parent. And then when your kids get in the teenage years, you just want them to simply know you exist. I hear from many, many moms, they say, you know, we were so close. What happened? And then when you're adults, it shifts from more of a parent-child into a parent-child friendship. And it's beautiful how God has set this up and how it can evolve over time. But what I've noticed for many is they want the provision of the intimate and healthy, fruitful relationship, but they're unwilling to put in the time for a number of different reasons. Maybe they believe the lie that they don't have the time, or maybe they are prioritizing work to provide for their children, but it's at the expense, it's costing them this relationship with their children. And some parents believe the lie that their kid wants nothing to do with them. We will reap what we sow. So if you are sowing distance with your child because you're pursuing a career or a different relationship, then you're going to reap that, in that your relationship with your child may not be as close. Now, I fully understand that we go through different seasons, and this is why I encourage communication. Communicate with God first, because he has the answers. He will provide you the strength, especially when we're talking about prodigals. You know, when you have somebody, that a child that has stepped away from the faith, and you see certain behaviors and choices that result in a life that doesn't bear the fruit that you would like to see in their life, oftentimes it's less about what we do for them, and it's more about what we do with God. If we are unwilling to make God first in every aspect of our life, that means the process we walk out may not be aligned with the Father. Thus, we may deviate from the provision that is available to us, but we are not accessing because we've barricaded that blessing. We've become a blessing blocker by our choices. So this all comes back to sowing and reaping. If you know that you will reap what you sow, you have a choice to make. You can steward your time well, or you can steward your time poorly, which begs the question, how do I steward my time well? Well, we've already given the process, right? It's really three steps. You start with the presence of the Father. Spend that time with Him every single day. Get creative. God will meet you where you're at, but pursue Him. Pursue His presence, and the provision is a byproduct. Now remember, beloved, our God is a God of order, so we pursue His presence, not His provision. Here's the thing. When we get that out of order, we pursue the provision at the expense of His presence. And what happens is we get less than God's portion for ourselves, and we step out of alignment with Him. So first, it's His presence. Second, you walk through that process of intimacy by walking out the obedient steps that God has called you to walk out. For myself on the track team, when I asked God first, what He told me next was that I needed to go to tryouts, which meant I had to talk to the track coach who I was absolutely intimidated by. But when I did that, not only was I given a spot on the team, but I was given a spot on the upper level senior team when I was just in middle school. And so that is important because oftentimes we see something that seems so far off, but the desire within our heart is there because God has placed it there, and He will equip you with everything that you need to excel in whatever capacity He's called you to have in that place, in that space with those people. Pursue His presence and then steward His direction well by obediently walking those things out, and then you get the provision. And the provision is so, so beautiful. But the reason why it's beautiful is because you have walked out the entire process with Heavenly Father. Now, I have to be really honest. When I said when I was a young girl that I went to the Father and asked Him, I didn't have the language for that when I was younger. I simply would call out to God and say, I want to be on the track team, God. Like, what do I need to do? Or how can I do that, Lord? Or what makes them different than me? And God spoke to me in the ways that I was able to receive in my years of being in fourth, fifth, and sixth grade. Oftentimes that was somebody giving me a word of encouragement. Oftentimes that was the track coach seeing me in the hallway and he would ask, hey, I don't see you on the track field yet. I don't see you running around at practice with us yet. Do you want to try out? God opened up those doors, but it first started by my obedience to pursue His presence in all my imperfection. So know that God is delighting to receive you. It is your opportunity to pursue Him and accept what it is He has available for you. It's important that we finish this discussion of stewarding what we have well by taking personal responsibility and knowing that we reap what we sow. And therefore, we want to sow good seed into good ground by pursuing His presence first, obediently walking that out. And as a result of those actions, we will gain access to what God has for us. We really need to take a moment to acknowledge many of us, I would go so far as to say all of us, either now, at some point previously, or some point in the future, will be walking out of alignment with the Father because of our choices and seasons or moments of poor stewardship. I think we can all acknowledge as well that there have been times or seasons where we haven't taken full responsibility and we have instead made an excuse to deflect that on somebody else. So I encourage you to use that to be convicted, not condemned, for there is no condemnation in the kingdom of God. To be convicted, to from this moment forward, pursue Christ first, obediently walk out the process with him. And then when you receive that provision, you give him the glory, the thanks, the praise. Because we have what we have because the Lord has generously given it to us to steward. And that includes our time, and that includes our finances, and that includes our families. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for all that you have given us, God. Lord, we thank you for our families. We thank you for our finances. We thank you for our faith and our ability to partner with you as co-heirs. God, I pray for the incredible woman that is listening to this right now, God, that she would know first you are her Father. You are a good, good Father, and you delight when we pursue your presence. In your mighty name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Hey, Mama, one quick thing before you go. If this podcast blessed you in some way, the number one way you can pay it forward is to head over to iTunes, Treasured Mama Podcast, and leave a review and subscribe to the channel.